made Natan a healthy scratch. What went into your thinking there?
He was late. He was late this morning for our pregame skate.
Secondly, big win tonight against maybe the best team in the league here. What does this do for your group confidence here with the young team?
I think it gives us the chance to understand that you have to play a certain way to have success at this level, and I thought we didn't play as individuals, we played as a team. And when you play as a team, you have a chance at winning games here, and I thought there was some really solid efforts all around, some strong defensive play in our own end at the end there to hold on to the lead. But overall, from top to bottom, I liked the way the team played tonight.
If one player can get all three stars in a game, does Eric Comrie get that tonight?
Well, he's been excellent for us. He gives us a chance to win. He made some huge saves there tonight whenever, obviously, they had the extra attacker. But I also thought a lot of our players went that extra mile blocking shots, playing a physical style. So Eric's been he's been real strong and given us a chance. But also I thought the guys around him did a good job clearing rebounds.
Is it safe to call this a character win for your hockey club?
I wouldn't say that's a stretch. I would say it is. I thought the last two periods of the first set of this series against Grand Rapids, we thought we played a strong game, but tonight to be able to put together three periods and again playing as a group, then yes, there was some physical play in there, some guys that took that upon themselves. It's been one of our stronger games this season, and that wouldn't be a far stretch to say it's a character win.
You mentioned the physical game. I noticed that the Moose seemed to be consistently separating the Griffins from the puck. Was that an emphasis coming into tonight's game?
I thought whenever we play that way, when we play a physical style, we're engaged in the game. It wasn't any more of a focal point for our group with regards to having that separation, but more of an emphasis was on our defensive play, on being able to create that, get things stopped and get pucks back with regards to possession our own end, and I thought we did a good job of that.
Beyond the big hit and getting his nose dirty in that fight, what did you like about Josh Morrissey's game tonight?
Well, I liked the two things you mentioned. I thought those were real good. I thought Josh, again, his mobility on the back end to take away some speed through the neutral zone with Grand Rapids, his gaps, his first passes, and his power play movements were in a good place. But Josh can play with some sandpaper, and he showed that there tonight. He played that way in junior, and you're seeing some parts of it come through in his pro game.
It seems that his game is progressing on even a weekly basis. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I thought Morrissey, Josh has been... he's been more comfortable with the puck. He's had that poise that you know is a part of his makeup. And again, what Patrick said about the confidence side, he's a player that's playing with confidence.
Does confidence come? Does it bring that sandpaper element? Does one come before the other?
Confidence. Everybody brings a different element to the game. The guys play different styles, but for me, it's whenever you have success as a team. Obviously, individuals feel better about themselves. They have there's less hesitation to their game, and there's less thinking that's involved. It's a matter of playing the game of hockey and playing it the right way, and that comes from playing with confidence. Offensive players have more poise with the puck. They have more. More reads on where they need to put that puck with regards to positioning, and defensive players aren't frozen in their own end, so that comes with wins.
Eric says he likes shots, but the past four games have been in the 35 to 40 range. Is that a concern?
Yeah, it's been too many. There's too many. We'd like to bring that number down. The shot totals against and more so for me when I look at the grade A opportunities that we're giving up, we need to get those in a stronger count. So it's better than it was before when we were talking about the first period against Grand Rapids. But yes, we're giving up too many grade A chances against. I don't want to take anything away from Grand Rapids because they are a team that is obviously good offensively. But we have to get that in a better area.
Did you like to play the seasoned vet line you had there with Albert, Cormier, and Halichuk?
I like that line a lot. I thought that line gives us an identity as a group. You obviously got a big centerman in Corms that can help you start with the puck. You got speed with Halichuk and Albert on the wings, and just the experience to calm things down and get that momentum back on your side.
Are you noticing that Austin Brassard seems to be getting a lot more scoring chances and creating a lot more the past month or so?
Yeah, his game overall from the previous 2 years, you'd see flashes of it, to now this year, he's He's always had a nice set of hands, and he possesses size also, but he's getting himself in the right areas to get those rebounds and to create those scoring chances.
What can you say about the save that Comrie made? Did you think that was a goal before you saw the replay?
It was close, but I, after seeing the calling back and seeing the replay, it wasn't. But I thought he got himself across and got a piece of it. Otherwise, it was a goal. Yeah.